USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The U.S. Department of Justice is launching an investigation into the shooting death of an unarmed black man in Georgia as a hate crime now, according to attorneys for the victim's family. Ahmaud Arbery was shot and killed by two white men while jogging in his neighborhood on February 23rd. Three arrests were made this month after a video surfaced of the violent encounter. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Georgia will look into why Glynn County and the state of Georgia took more than 2 months to make an arrest and whether the region has historically violated the rights of its citizens. The U.S. attorney said he plans to file criminal and civil charges. William Bryan, who recorded Arbery's killing from his car, was arrested and charged with felony murder and criminal attempt to commit false imprisonment. His footage showed 64-year-old Gregory McMichael and his 34-year-old son Travis confronting Arbery before they shot him. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
New research shows just how dangerous the coronavirus is for cancer patients. Those who developed COVID-19 were much more likely to die within a month than people without cancer who got it. They are the largest reports on people with both diseases in the United States, the United Kingdom, Spain, and Canada. In one study, half of 928 current and former cancer patients with COVID-19 were hospitalized, and 13% of those died. That's far more than the various rates that have been reported in the general population. The federal government has charged Paul Penn, a Georgia man, with trying to sell 50 million non-existent N95 masks to a foreign government at a price 500% higher than the mask normal value. Penn and his associates, through his company, acted as a middleman to negotiate a cut of the $317 million sale price. The unnamed foreign government agreed to the price and wired funds to complete the purchase. The money transfer was disrupted by U.S. Secret Service just before the transaction could be completed. This is USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered, from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052. Or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
A former White House hopeful has a new political action committee, and USA's Chris Barnes has the details.
Failed presidential candidate Julian Castro, staying in politics as the former HUD secretary, has formed a political action committee that's targeting down-ballot candidates who he says he believes are prioritizing people rather than special interests. The group, which is called People First Future, making their first endorsements backing 12 candidates running for Congress. One of the 12 is Castro's brother, Congressman Joaquin Castro. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Attorney General William Barr has asked top federal prosecutors in Texas to review episodes of unmasking by Obama administration officials before and after the 2016 presidential election. U.S. intelligence agencies routinely conceal the identities of U.S. persons who are included in intercepted communications of foreign officials, and senior government officials can request those identities be revealed or unmasked to better understand that intelligence. Unmasking requests are common and not a crime, but publicly disclosing the person's identity or spreading it for political purposes is unlawful. 39 officials had made the request, including numerous times by former Vice President Joe Biden, FBI Director James Comey, and CIA Director John Brennan. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.